ABC Radio Australia.
Details of political donations to the ruling party in Fiji have raised questions about the legality of some of the payments. They include donations to the Fiji First Party that appear to be from senior figures in state-owned corporations and other statutory bodies. One opposition figure is asking why the Fiji Elections Office has not taken a closer look at Fiji First donations when his own party's finances have been put under close scrutiny. Liam Fox reports.
The ABC has obtained a list of donations collected by the Fiji First Party from June 2014 to November last year. 2014 was when Fiji returned to democracy after 8 years of military dictatorship, when Frank Bainimarama went from military ruler to Fiji First Party leader to democratically elected Prime Minister. According to the list, which was supplied by the Fiji Elections Office, the party raised nearly 2 million Fijian dollars, that's around 1.3 million Australian, from donations that year. It contains the names of people who donated to Fiji First, the amounts they gave, and the dates on which the donations were made. The ABC has identified 19 individuals who donated money to the party between 2014 and 2019 who have the same names as people who held senior positions with government-owned corporations or statutory bodies during that time. Organisations like Fiji Airways and Energy Fiji, as well as the country's largest superannuation fund, Post Fiji, the Fiji Sugar Corporation Board, and the National Tourism Body. The country's Political Parties Act says,
a public officer shall not engage in political activity that may compromise or be seen to compromise the political neutrality of that person's office, or publicly indicate support for or opposition to any political party or candidate in an election.
So do chairmen, CEOs and board members of these organisations qualify as public officers? The Act says a public officer is
any person holding an office in or as a member of a statutory authority, a commission or a board established by or continued in existence by any law.
Dr. Biman Prasad is the leader of the opposition National Federation Party, and he says both the Fiji First Party and the Elections Office need to clarify the situation.
Whether these people who are sitting on boards are public officers and at the same time have donated funds to a particular political party which is in government, and one has to look at whether these are people who are public officers as per the definition.
The list also shows cases where individual members of the same family have each donated the maximum annual amount of $10,000. Dr. Prasad believes donations like this may not break the letter of the law, but they do break the spirit of it.
Absolutely. I mean, the spirit of the law, the intent of the law, in our view, have been circumvented by donating $10,000 each and are able to give more than the $10,000 that would be possible under the law.
Two other donations in particular stand out. The first is a $10,000 payment by a Dixon Peng on the 11th of September in 2014. On the same day, another donation of $3,000 is made by a Dixom Peng. That's Dixom with an M. Both the Fiji First Party and Mohamed Saneem, Fiji's Registrar of Political Parties, were asked to comment on whether the slight difference in the spelling of the first names was an attempt to circumvent the maximum limit. Fiji First has not responded. Mr. Saneem said via email that his office is verifying the accounts and cannot comment until that process is finished. Dixon Peng is also the name of a local businessman who came to prominence in his role as the local director of the company Freesoul. Freesoul is behind a controversial real estate development on Malolo Island that was shut down by authorities last year and charged with unauthorised developments. Mr. Peng said via text message that he did not make the two donations detailed in Fiji First's list. Asked if he donated any money to Fiji First, he said, sure, this time, COVID-19, we donated 2,000 masks worth $4,000 and lots of gloves. Meanwhile, Dr. Prasad and his National Federation Party have been in Mr. Saneem's sights recently. Mr. Saneem has referred the NFP to the Independent Commission Against Corruption, alleging Dr. Prasad exceeded the maximum limit for donations in 2016 and 17. Dr. Prasad rejects the accusation, saying some of the money he donated was for a cyclone relief fund the NFP set up in the aftermath of Cyclone Winston in 2016 not the party itself. He says Mr. Saneem should show the same level of scrutiny towards Fiji First's donations.
The registrar of political parties should put all the other parties, and in particular the Fiji First Party, which is a party in government, which has obviously collected millions of dollars, unlike all the other parties, that he puts the same strict scrutiny that we have been subjected for the last 2 months.
Mr. Saneem said the media will be informed when his office has completed its verification of Fiji First's financial disclosures.